This week's parasha is Parshas Ba'aloscha. In Parshas Ba'aloscha, we have an interesting theme that we are going to explore today. The parasha begins with Aaron and the menorah. Right, the parasha Moshe Leimor, the Aaron v'Amarte la Ba'aloscha Saneros Amol Pnei HaMenorah Ya'iru Shiva Saneros. The parasha begins with Aaron and the instruction and the command to light the menorah in the Mishkan every evening. So Rashi famously questions, Lama nismacha parshas ha-menorah, the parshas ha-nasiyim, why is the parsha of Aaron lighting the menorah right after, in last week's parsha, Perek Zayin, the inyan of the nasiyim who brought their karbanas for the chanukas ha-mishkan, lafi kishara Aaron chanukas ha-nasiyim, when Aaron saw the contribution of the nasiyim, the tribal princes, that they were bringing for the chanukas ha-mishkan, chal shadato, he felt bad, his mind was weak, literally, shalohai, Aaron felt bad. He wasn't bringing anything for the Chanukas and Asim, and not his tribe. Amar lo Kosh Baruch Hu, very famous Rashi. Chayecha shecha gdola mishalehem. So Hashem says, don't worry, Aaron. I have a reward for you. Shatama dikumeti vesaneros. You will kindle the menorah in the Mishkan. So the Ramban has a beautiful interpretation of what that is. We're not going into it, but we see here the idea that Aaron felt bad that he was losing out. So Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to reward you. Don't worry, Gavaldek. You're going to light the menorah every day. Okay, we move on, and then in Perek Tesk, also in Ba'aloscha, we have a similar idea. Vayidaber Shama Moshe b'Mibar Sinai. God spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, and the second year from when the children of Israel left Egypt, in the first month. So this is the second Nisan after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Bnei Israel did the Karban Pasach in its time on the 14th of the month, Bein Harabayim, from the 6th hour and onward. Halachically, they did it in the appointed time, like all its chukim and mishpatim. So Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael, and he told them to do the Karban Pesach, and they did as they were supposed to do. However, there were some people who were Tmeim Lenefesh. Who were these people who were Tmeim Lenefesh? So there are differences of opinions according to who they were. Chazal tells in the Sifri that they were either those who were carrying the coffin of Yosef at Tzadik. Remember, Yosef is going to be reinterred in Eretz Yisrael, his dying wish. So the people who were carrying his coffin were Tmeim Lenefesh, and according to another opinion, they were Mishael and Elzaphan, the cousins of Nadav and Avihu. Parsha Shmini, but to take out the corpses of Nadav and Avihu. A third opinion holds they were people who dealt with the burial of a meis mitzvah. There was somebody who died who had no relatives to bury him. According to either of these three opinions, they were tamei lenefesh. And we know that some of these tamei lenefesh cannot bring the Karban Pasach. So they come to Moshe Rabbeinu, vayyarmu ha'anashim ha'hema, and these men said, Elav to Moshe, anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. Wait a minute. We are tamei lenefesh adam. We are defiled ritually by contact with a dead person. Lama nigara levilti hakuves carbon Hashem b'moada. Why should we lose out in bringing the carbon of Hashem in its appointed time amongst the children of Israel? So Moshe said, Otaka, good kasha. Stand here and let me see what Hashem will command. And Hashem said to Moshe, they're right. And Rashi famously tells us, Megalglin Zchus al Yedei Zakai. We bring about that which is worthy by means of one who is worthy. So really, Moshe says, Rashi should have said the parasha of Pesach Sheni on his own. But because they felt bad, they missed out, they came to Moshe. They are worthy. They have the Zchus that the mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, should be said through them. So Hashem says, you know what? Tell them they're right. If someone is Tamei Lenefesh, he legitimately cannot bring the Karban Pesach. Then in the second month, Pasuk Yirah Perek Tes, in the second month, what we call year, on the 14th of the month, in the afternoon, he should do the Karban Pesach. He should eat a matzos u'meroim yochluhu. He can't leave any over till the morning, just like by Karban Pesach and Nisan. He can't break a bone. Like all of the laws of the Pesach, he should do it. Okay, so we see they too felt bad that they were missing out. And Hashem said, you know what? You're right. I will reward you with Pesach Sheni. Later in the parasha, on Perek Yud Aleph, we have a different instance when people feel they are missing out. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, right after the Misa'ona name, the Pasuk says, Vaha Esaf Suf Asher Berkirbo, Hisavu Taiva, Vayeshuva Vayivku Gam Bnei Yisrael. Wow, Vayamu Miyachilenu Basar. The rabble rousers had a desire, and the Bnei Yisrael also sat down, and they're crying, and they say, wow, we want meat. We remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for free. Rashi says they ate fish for free. They were slaves. Rashi says they were saying we were free from mitzvahs. We remember the cucumbers and the melons. They want a salad bar. We remember the garlic and the onions and the leek. And now our souls are all dried up. We have nothing except for this mun before our eyes. They also complained they felt that they were missing out. I now quote, so it's an interesting three three instances to look at in our parsha where people feel that they are missing out. So I now quote from the Sefer Short and Sweet on the Parsha, Feldheim, by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman. And he writes something very, very beautiful. We see major themes in Parshas Baaloscha and the different narratives, which include the notion of lost spiritual opportunity, and precisely what is it that triggers an individual's tendency to complain. Aaron, the parasha begins, Aaron felt bad. He was not afforded the opportunity to bring the Chanukah Hamishkan with the Nesiim. He didn't bring the offerings of the tribal princes. As a result, Hashem presented him with the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. In reference to this idea, several commentators actually suggest Aaron merited the spiritual reward of menorah precisely because he felt upset over a lost spiritual opportunity. This is something worthy, says Rabbi Bregman, of close study. We see from here that, quote, when a Jew feels aggrieved because of a missed opportunity for ruchnius, Hashem will most certainly pay him back and compensate. The next example in our parasha of feeling deprived is in regard to Pesach Sheni. There are men in the desert who have become tamei meis at the time of the original Karban Pesach. We already quoted Chazal in the Sifrei that they explain it's either the people were tamei the meis from carrying the coffin of Yosef, or it's Mishal and Eltzofan who are tamei the meis because they carried out the bones of Nadav and Avihu, their corpses, or it's some people who are tamei the meis because of meis mitzvah. But lemaisa, they felt that they were losing out, and they come to Moshe and they complain and they say, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Levilti Hikrivas Karban Hashem B'Mo'ado, why can't we bring the Karban Pesach? In response to their being upset over a lost opportunity for Ruchnias, Hashem Taka tells Moshe they're right. Megalglin Zchus Hayadei Zakai, they should bring the Pesach Sheni. They can make up for the lost mitzvah. Aaron felt bad over a lost spiritual opportunity. Hashem compensated him with a spiritual reward. The people who were Tamei Lameis by the time of Karban Pesach in the second year from Yetzias Mitzrayim felt bad because they couldn't bring the Pesach at its time. Hashem compensated them with a spiritual reward. You know what? I'm going to give you the mitzvah, Pesach Sheni. However, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman, later in our parasha in Perek Yud Aleph, we see again a situation of complaint, a feeling of alleged deprivation. Many of the Jews began to complain. We are sick of the man. We crave meat. It was a complaint. It was a feeling of lack, but it wasn't due to deprivation of spirit. It was due to deprivation of physical desire. The B'nai Musar have commented, and here we come to the Musar Haskel, and it's so beautiful, putting it all together. The B'nai Musar, the Bali Musar, I should say, have commented, if a person would like a quick and easy barometer as to where he is holding in life, he should see how he answers this question, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Ask yourself, what is it, says Rabbi Bregman, that makes you feel deprived? You didn't get enough sleep the night before? Do you feel a loss because you missed a sale at the department store? These are his examples. Or perhaps you feel deprived when you learn a God of a Torah visited your town. You missed the opportunity to meet him and hear his shiurim in Torah. What makes us feel missed out in life? Do we miss out because our house isn't fancy enough, our car isn't fancy enough, we didn't take a vacation, yeshiva week, like the whole rest of the community? What makes us, was the simcha not gashmistic enough? What makes us feel lost out? Or do we feel lost out because we missed an opportunity to go to a shir? We don't have enough time to learn as much as we would like to. We don't have enough time to say as much tehillim as we would like. We don't feel a kasher with a rav as much as we would like to feel a kasher with a rav. Do we feel sad because we're not excited by Torah? We know we should be excited by Torah. What makes us feel that we missed out on life? Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky in his Parsha Parables tells a story over Rosh Hashiva Vishiva of South Shore. Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky tells a story over that after the 6-day war, Harabai Biadenu, when Yerushalayim was restored and recaptured, so the soldiers were streaming to the Kotel. And you had a Dati soldier standing next to a secular soldier, and the Dati soldier was crying at the Kotel. He was crying because finally he was standing back at the Kotel HaMa'aravi, the place from where Chazal tells in the Medrash the Shechina never departs, and he's crying. And next to him is a Chiloni soldier who grew up totally unaffiliated with no religious background, and he was also crying. So the Dati soldier said, listen, I know why I'm crying, but why are you crying? And the Chiloni soldier said, I'm crying because I don't know why I'm crying. I'm crying because I don't even know what I should be crying about. I'm crying because I realize that I'm missing out on a ruchniistic experience. I see you crying. I see you hugging the stones. I see you kissing the wall. I don't even understand this. That's why I'm crying. Are we crying because of missed spiritual opportunities? Or are we crying, Rachmana Litzlan, because of missed materialist gashmias opportunities? It's interesting that Rabbi Bregman points out something beautiful. Much later, the book of Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas, we meet the Benot Tzlafchad. The Benot Tzlafchad were the five daughters of Tzlafchad from the tribe of Menashe, and their father died without leaving any sons, and they are sorry, they are aggrieved, they are now going to receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael. A portion in Eretz Yisrael is the heritage and the right of every member of Klal Yisrael, and they feel bad. And they come to Moshe, and what do they say to him? Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, Lama yigara shem avinu mitoch mishpachto ki eino ben tna lanu achuza besoch achei avinu. Why should we lose out? Why should our father's name be diminished because he did not have a son? Give us a portion in Eretz Yisrael. They have a havas Eretz Yisrael. They're tremendous women that deserve their own shear. But we see that we should all ask ourselves, from what do we feel bad? From what do we feel like we are lacking? In what way do we feel we are missing out? Is it because we want more meat and we want leeks and garlic and the free fish that we had in Egypt? Or are we missing out like Aaron because we want the light, we are rewarded with menorah because we wanted to bring Chanukah HaNesiim? Like those who were Tamei the Mesh who wanted to do the Karban Pesach, like the Benot Slavchad, like the soldier at the wall who wanted to feel the Gevald, the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Halavai, we should always feel that we are missing out on Ruchnias, which will spur us on to do more in Ruchnias. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will pay us with opportunities to do mitzvahs like to Aaron, and like to the Benot Slavchad, and like to those who were Tami the Mace, who were rewarded with Pesach Sheni. Thank you so much for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day, and Be'ezer Hashem, a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.